Opelka. China called for international actions conducive to Myanmar's stability instead of intensifying conflicts and complicating the situation after President Joe Biden threatened sanctions on Myanmar's military government that arrested the country's civilian leaders in a coup. Biden assailed the country's army for the coup, calling it a direct assault on the country's transition to democracy and the rule of law. The coup in Myanmar, also known as Burma, has been roundly condemned internationally. Matthew Lee is a diplomatic writer for the Associated Press.
One of the main issues that the U.S. and the Biden administration have to contend with is how this and how their reaction to what has happened will affect the government's, the military's relationship with China, because it is very clear over the course of the last 10-15 years that the U.S. has been in a competition with China for influence and power in Southeast Asia.
Separately, at the Tuesday briefing, Chinese Foreign Ministry spokesman Wang Wanbin refuted U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken's accusations on China of falling far short of the mark when it comes to giving access to the World Health Organization. Pakistan's Supreme Court has ordered a Pakistani-British man acquitted of the 2002 gruesome beheading of American journalist Daniel Pearl off death row and moved to a so-called government safe house. Ahmad Saeed Omar Sheikh, who's been on death row for 18 years, will be under guard and won't be allowed to leave the safe house. His father spoke yesterday to reporters.
It's not a complete freedom. It is a step towards freedom. Thank you.
This just in, Iran ministry said today that the sailors from a South Korean tanker seized in the Persian Gulf by Iranian troops